Like many countries, Vietnam is undergoing rapid economic and social change. There's no doubt that many of these changes have brought benefits to Vietnam's population. The number of people living in poverty has dropped significantly in the past decade. Many Vietnamese now have more disposable income. From Hanoi, NPR's Michael Sullivan now reports on the effects modernization and liberalization have had on a subgenre of the country's music.
In Vietnam, there is a proverb, the living need light and the dead need music. Tonak Tang is a student of that music. He is chairman of the Association of Vietnamese Folklorists, trying to preserve traditional funeral music that he says is unique to Vietnam.
Nó nhằm mục đích thế này, là nó tiễn đưa người chết.
Its purpose is to see off the deceased people to the world of our ancestors. It is not to bury them, it is to see them off on their journey. And that sentiment is expressed through music. There is the sorrow of not having the deceased with you anymore. And that sorrow is expressed in the piece called Lâm Khốc.
Gọi là bài Lâm Khốc. Lâm có nghĩa là rừng. Ta ti ta ta ti ta 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 ti ti ta. Đó là cái điệu nhạc buồn thể hiện.
It is the sorrowful music expressing the pain of the living left behind. This is the music we play when the coffin is inside the house, when people come to pay tribute to the dead person.
But once the coffin leaves the house, the music and the mood, Tonak Tang says, change.
Khi đưa thi hài đi đến huyệt mộ,
when the coffin is carried to the tomb during the procession and the burying time, they play a happy music. That music expresses the happiness of living people, that the deceased can return to the immortal world. We call that piece of music Lưu Thủy.
Lưu Thủy. Ta ra 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 ri ra ra ri 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 ra 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 ri ri ra 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 ri ri ra ri ra ra ri ri ra ra ra. Và bây giờ thì trống là tưng 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 và có một cái castagnet.
Tonak Tang says funeral music has been played in Vietnam for more than 1,000 years. In this culture, celebrating birthdays is less common than commemorating the anniversary of a loved one's death. But the funeral music genre itself almost died out during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. During that time, the communist government frowned on public expressions of religious belief or superstition in this traditionally Buddhist nation. The deprivations of war also denied many the chance to hold proper services for their dead. Today, however, government restrictions have been loosened, the war is history, the economy is booming, and music for the dead is making a comeback of sorts. The problem, say the music's followers, is that there are few people left who can or will play it properly. This funeral procession in the capital, Hanoi, is typical of many seen and heard today. Half a dozen musicians, flutes, fiddles, and drums, walking in front of the coffin on the traffic-clogged street. The musicians are dressed in matching uniforms, but they seem disinterested, even bored. The music bearing only a passing resemblance to traditional funeral music. Nguyen Ngoc Khang is a flutist for Hanoi's Central Classical Theater. He has been playing funeral music for more than 30 years.
Most of the people hiring funeral bands do not understand the music. They just know that if someone in the family died, they need a band. And this isn't good, because many young people have not learned to play it properly.
They are more interested in earning money, he says, than learning true funeral music. I learned how to play this flute many years ago, he says, but now I have no students to learn from me. Tonok Tang, the chairman of the Association of Vietnamese Folklorists, worries too. And he is disappointed that many now simply buy recorded music for funerals instead of hiring bands. But he is optimistic the music will survive, even thrive, in years to come.
Some people think it's too complicated to go through with a proper funeral. They think it's enough to just have a ceremony, to cry and then bury the dead. But many others now have enough food, they have enough clothes, and they are beginning to want to revive and follow the old traditions. The proverb says, the living need light, and the dead need music. This is the real Vietnam. That is why I believe this custom will not be lost.
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.